Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association. Missouri produces wood pallets, railroad ties, white oak barrels, hardwood floors, and more. Details on the variety of products made in the state are at choosewood.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Tuesday, April 23rd. I'm Jonathan Aul. Despite increasing costs and the burden of loans, a college education for many in Missouri, Illinois, still has value.
Getting a college degree is probably the single best pathway to economic opportunity in America today, or certainly the most reliable one.
More on a new report that explores why that is, coming up on The Gateway. Governor J.B. Pritzker is ramping up pressure for the state Senate to pass a health insurance reform bill. The Democratic governor started his campaign yesterday at Belleville's Memorial Hospital. The Health Care Protection Act would ban practices used by insurance companies to hold down costs by denying claims or directing patients to cheaper options. BJC Dr. Jennifer Neville is a supporter. She says she treats a lot of women with osteoporosis. Often she prescribes a higher-tiered medication, but the insurance companies deny it.
Unfortunately, this process is the norm. I spend an inordinate amount of time and resources fighting with the insurers to get the patients the care they need.
The measure passed the House. Its future is now in the hands of the Illinois Senate, which is back in session next week. Illinois state officials are working to reduce disparities that make black women more likely to die during pregnancy than white women. Mawa Iqbal reports.
Governor J.B. Pritzker outlined this plan in his budget address. He's proposing more than $11 million to create an action plan centering community-based maternal care and to link new parents with pregnancy support. Democratic State Representative Robin Gable is also pushing a bill that would require private insurers regulated by the state to cover all pregnancy care services. That includes at-home birth visits from licensed midwives, doulas, and lactation consultants.
Requiring insurers to provide coverage for critical birth services encourages both community and hospital-based care that saves lives.
The measure is now in the Senate, where it needs a full vote before heading to the governor. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Workers in the food and beverage industry have among the highest rates of alcohol and drug addiction, according to federal reports analyzing substance abuse. St. Louis area chefs have started a support group for their colleagues struggling with addiction. Max Breedenketter is a chef at Mainlander. He says there are changing attitudes in the restaurant business.
The industry as a whole has had a shift more towards focusing on the health of the employee instead of, you know, this idea that you should be running yourself ragged and self-medicating in some way just to be successful with the industry.
Breedenketter says it's difficult for food and beverage employees to fight addiction when so much of their industry is based on parties and access to alcohol. He was a guest on St. Louis on the Air. The Repertory Theater of St. Louis has hired a new artistic leader. Kate Bergstrom, a New York-based theater director with a long track record of developing new plays, will become the Rep's artistic director next month. St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin reports.
Bergstrom previously was founder and producing artistic director of On the Verge, a California theater company dedicated to work by female and LGBT writers. Bergstrom comes to the Rep after directing It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play, and The 39 Steps there. They say they'll start by talking to subscribers about what theatergoers want to see on stage.
It's important that the audience and I build a lot of trust, especially before anything too challenging or too provocative. And also, I have no interest in turning people off or away. My goal is to bring people in.
The Rep launched an emergency fundraising campaign last year and shortened its season. Its leaders announced a four-show season for 2024-2025. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.
Is college worth it? It's an age-old question that many college students and graduates ask themselves. A new report from the Strata Education Foundation says the answer is yes for many in Missouri and Illinois, despite the ongoing student loan debt crisis. St. Louis Public Radio's Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson spoke with Stephen Morey, the president and CEO of the Strata Education Foundation, about the State Opportunity Index report.
Based on the findings of this report, what kind of picture does it paint regarding the correlation between pursuing higher education, employment, and a meaningful financial future?
Getting a college degree is probably the single best pathway to economic opportunity in America today, or certainly the most reliable one. But even though most people have good outcomes, there's a sizable minority of people who go and complete, but then actually struggle to get good jobs and or to get a job that's you know, strong enough to be able to enable them to pay back any loans that they might have.
Well, let's get more into that. Each state receives a positive return on investment score, or ROI, and it's basically a rough percentage of how many college graduates can pay back their student loans in 10 years. In Missouri, that score is 70%. In Illinois, it's 76%. What do these overall scores say about each state's return on investment?
Illinois is doing somewhat better than the U.S. overall in terms of providing positive ROI for its college graduates. Missouri doing a little bit worse than the U.S. overall. Probably the biggest contributor to that is in Illinois, of course, the dominance of the Chicago metro area labor market, which really represents a strong majority of the state's population and its economy, gives it a meaningful edge in that ROI score over Missouri, where certainly St. Louis and Kansas City are both two strong labor markets as well, but not quite as strong as Chicago.
For both Illinois and Missouri, it's far more affordable to pursue an associate degree than a bachelor's. However, the return on investment is much higher for a bachelor's degree than an associate. Is this a lose-lose scenario? Because it doesn't really sound like anyone's truly winning here.
We looked at affordability specifically. How much work would someone have to put in while they're going through school to be able to pay the net cost of completing a public college degree, either a bachelor's degree or an associate degree? And in both Missouri and Illinois, those are two of the more expensive states in the country to get a degree from a public institution. In each state, a student would have to work full-time during the summer and more than 30 hours a week during the school year to be able to secure a degree on average in those two states.
I want to pivot to employer alignment. Which career paths are more fruitful?
We looked at employer alignment by basically taking some of the most common high-demand, high-wage jobs in the country across all 50 states and looking at how well each state is really meeting that demand, ensuring that there's access to programs that lead to high-wage, high-demand jobs. When you look at Illinois and Missouri, while they have some really excellent higher education institutions, in many cases, they're not producing enough graduates, or at least not enabling enough graduates to go through those programs to meet those high-demand job needs. So in both cases, for example, there are particular shortages for healthcare technicians, finance and accounting support roles, and data analytics. You probably hear some of those anecdotally from employers around the state. On a more positive note, both states are doing relatively well in meeting the demand for high-wage jobs in manufacturing technicians and software development engineering.
While this report gives a sense of where both states are lacking and succeeding to employers and those considering higher education, there is something that cannot be ignored, and that is student loan debt. Based on these findings, is college still worth it?
The college still provides the best pathway to opportunity for most people with the inclination and the preparedness, to complete a quality college program. I think what this report, though, is pointing out is that there's more to success than just completing the credential, right? There are steps that individuals, that institution leaders, that policymakers need to take to help maximize the likelihood of success for people that pursue a college degree.
That was Stephen Moray, the president and CEO of the Strata Education Foundation, speaking with St. Louis Public Radio's Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Jonathan All, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, providing more than 41,000 jobs in the production of wood pallets, railroad ties, white oak barrels, hardwood floors, and more. Details at choosewood.com.